Numbers chapter 15, verses 1 to 41, the entire chapter. True worship. True worship, part 1. As you will see, there's too much here for one discourse. I remind you that these discourses are just thoughts on Numbers, just brief suggestions, hints, and there's far too much here in this topic of true worship, the true service of God, to occupy us in one discourse. What I'll do is I'll give you, I have eight headings, if you like, 8 points just to make, just to put it to you. What I want to show you from these verses, this chapter, is first of all that the true service of God, the true worship of the Lord, is first of all designed to please God. That's the first point. Please God. Secondly, as you will see in these verses, it must be on the basis of blood sacrifice. Thirdly, there is only one way, and that is the revealed way, revealed by God himself. God knows what he wants, and he reveals it. Fourthly, the true worship and the true service of God is exact obedience to that revelation. Fifth, true worship, true service of God must be with felt gratitude for all his mercies to us. Sixth, it must involve a strict discipline. Seven, it must be with holiness. And eight, to go full circle, it must be all for God, all to God, all for the glory of God. As I say, it brings it full circle. The true worship, then, part one. Now I remind you that this is Old Covenant. There's no doubt about it. So we're talking about Old Covenant shadows and pictures and illustrations throughout the chapter. Sacrifices, offerings, Sabbath breaking, and so on. It's all here. But the principle comes over. Even in the New Covenant, the Father seeks true spiritual worshippers. John 4, very important passage. The transition from the Old Covenant to the New. John 1:17, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John chapter 4, you have heard it was like this in the Old Covenant. Yes, this is how it was. Oh, yes. There is no place now special. It's everywhere. But God seeks true spiritual worshippers. And what is this true spiritual worship? Well, we see it in the shadow form in the Old Covenant. First of all, it's the pleasing of God. Look at verse 3. The word pleased, pleasing is there. It must be pleasing to God. It must be presented to the Lord, verse 3. You get it throughout the chapter, verses 4, 7, 8, 10, on and on and on. Pleasing to God, offering to God, pleasing to God. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Well, I hope so. Today, though, I live in a time when so-called worship in the churches, assemblies, or so, these things can be described as not God-centered, not vertical, but horizontal and man-centered. It's for man-pleasing, pagan-pleasing, carnal-pleasing. The Israelites had to please God. Believers in their assemblies must please God above all else. That is what they're about, not to please man, but to please God. Not to please self, but to please God. Secondly, you see it right throughout the chapter. It must be by sacrifice, blood sacrifice, offerings. Today they talk about offerings. They mean collections of money. I hate it to see this going around in a church. But no, this is not collecting of money. This is offering to God. Now, that's in the Old Covenant. But even so in the New, true spiritual offerings, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Here we have it. It must be sacrificial worship, 3 and 7 and verses onwards, 22 to 26, 25, and so on and so on and so on. It goes on. Sacrificial worship, blood is the basis. The blood of Christ, of course, Hebrews is very clear. It must be the blood of Christ, not bulls and goats. So it's pleasing to God, it's blood sacrifice. Thirdly, there is only one way, and that is the revealed way. It's not what men want to design. It's not what men think. I have revealed it to you. You get it in verses 13 and 14. They must worship these people in this way, in this way, in this way, for the generations to come, is a lasting ordinance. This is what I've revealed, says God. This is what you must do. You get it 32 to 30, you get it 15 and on, many other verses, 15 and 16. Too many verses for me to quote here now. Only one way, the revealed way, present this, do this. It's all according to commandments, the revelation. The worship of the people of God today must be, our organizations must be according to Scripture. Time and again, people say, well, let's do this. It's a nice idea. We can have Christmas this, we can have coffee that. Where's the Scripture for it? There is only one way. For Israel, it was the law of Moses. For the believer, it's the law of Christ. Pleasing God, blood sacrifice, only one way, the revealed way, and the obedience must be exact. Verse 14, for the generations to come, whenever an alien or anyone else living among you presents an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to the Lord, he must do exactly as you do. And that exactly is not simply according to the Israelites, but their worship must be exactly as God has revealed. If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. Look at verse 39. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands, not the options, not the advice, not the good ideas, but all the commands of the Lord, so that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by going after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes. Then you will remember to obey all my commands, and you will be consecrated to your God. If I had to sum up the evangelical church in this generation, I would say it has prostituted the Scriptures, it has prostituted itself and the church to bring in all their carnal ideas. And it's a wonder the heavens stay in place and don't fall upon us. Well, that's the true worship, part one. Pleasing to God, blood sacrifice, only one way, the revealed way, exact obedience. This was Israel in the old covenant, and it's the new Israel, the believer, in the new covenant. May God give us grace to be true spiritual worshippers. I will continue in the next discourse with the other 4 points in this matter. May God bless this to us. And may it be not only in our minds, but in our hearts and in our lives, reworked out to the glory of God, pleasing to God, the blood of Christ, only one way, the scriptural way. And may we be careful to do all things as God has revealed them to us. Whatever he says to us, may we do it. Amen.